cohesive. That was quite an impressive win by Sunrise Lady.
Yeah, no, she goes okay. She'll be a consistent little mare. She's not nothing starling, but she's got plenty of gate speed, which we haven't used yet as well. But she has got a little turn of foot at the end of a race if she doesn't use the gate speed. So I sort of angled at her mare's races, but that wasn't working because of bad draws. So we decided just to go for a normal CO and sort of suck it up and see, I suppose.
All right. Well, how did you feel at the Bell when Toddy stayed in the one-out comeback?
I'm never fearful when Todd drives because he knows what he's doing. He knows the horses, he knows his instructions, and the job's up to him. And look, if it doesn't come off, we just learn by that. But he's the driver, not me, and yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Well, certainly was a good drive in the end. And the way she finished off, I thought was quite impressive.
Yeah, no, she's got, like I said, she's got a good turn of foot. She's probably got about a 29 second quarter in her. Look, they're only COs, so we're not getting too carried away with it. But she could probably lob into a C1 race and win a C1 and then go back into a C1 because of a mare's concession. So.
Well, how long have you had her and how did you come by her?
Well, Mark Butler had her originally. She won a race down here. He gave up sort of training for a while, far as I can gather. And then she came to home. I know the people that own her, Paul Turner and Cheryl Scott. And cut a long story short, she ended up home and worked her up from basically scratch.
And how long have you had it?
Oh, probably about 4 months, I would say.
Right, yeah. So more wins in store?
A few more, I would like to think.
Okay, mate, well done.
Thanks, Peter.